This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August of this year. I'm talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With me today is the chairman, president, and CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's nice to talk with you.
You know, last time where you were on the show, we gave basically a great overview of all your subsidiaries and what was going on with each and every one of them. My first question to you is, why is U.S. Nuclear pushing to expand its drone business? Because every time I turn around, I see another drone business popping up.
Right. Well, that's a very good question. So, you know that we're in the drone business because we put our radiation, chemical, and biological sensors on the drones for homeland security. But
correct.
Now that we're into the business, and I've been doing some thinking and some research, you know, in the world there's 1.5 billion cars and at least 3 billion qualified drivers.
Okay.
I believe that in the very near future, you know, certainly this decade, there'll be over 1.5 billion drones in the world and over 3 billion drone pilots or drivers, whatever you want to call, owners. And so it's just a huge business. And we have some expertise in this business now, and we have one of our people who joined us not that long ago, Sahil Bojwani, is a drone expert. And so we decided to expand our footprint in this, try to ride this wave forward.
You know, what's funny, and you bring up a really great perspective on this, and I just read an article today about it, is that, you know, everybody's been talking about EV, electrical vehicles, and cobalt, and lithium, and then I think there's going to be a shortage myself. But, you know, I think we're going to get to the Jeffersons, if you will, on the cartoon, where people are not, you know, you look at flying cars, but flying drones as a way of transportation. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, absolutely. So the what we're doing now is you know, smaller vehicles for carrying scientific payloads or spotlights or packages, you know, medical packages or whatever. But yes, I do see us as eventually getting into the flying taxi business if we can. I've always been impressed by the fact that, you know, transportation has been a business since people learned to ride horses.
Yep.
And it will always be a very important business. So getting a chance to get into that, I think, is amazing.
I misspoke a little bit earlier. I said Jeffersons. I meant the Jetsons, that cartoon, George Jetson. Meet George Jetson and his wife, Judy. Let me ask you this. Is there a danger when you step into a business that is changing so fast? You know, I listen to a lot of people that are out of work and they go, Ev, I would get back into my job that I've been doing, but, you know, technology has changed so fast, almost every 6 months to a year. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's absolutely a trap that we have to avoid. The drone, you know, there's so many people designing new and wonderful new drones to do new things you know, follow you around and make you look like a sports hero, whatever they do. But the if we manufacture almost everything we make in the radiation business, but in the drone business, we've decided not to do that at all. You brought up the electric car business too. There's of course, you know, Tesla, and there's other big winners in electric cars, but there's a number of cars. The world is littered with car companies that failed to do the electric car, mm-hmm. and they went out of business, and they ran up huge debts. So the dangers are real.
What is your strategy, and what products are you offering so you can ride the wave of this growth that's, I think, is going to be maybe even bigger than EV?
I think so, too. Yeah. So, as I mentioned, we're one thing we crossed off the list, we're not going to be manufacturing the drones. There's too many brilliant people designing and making newfangled products. But what we are going to be doing is we're going to be selling the drones, and we have, we're authorized dealers for a large number of drone makers already and expanding that number of suppliers. So when they come out with fancy new products, we can sell it just as well as the manufacturer can sell it. And so we're going to be widening that, and we'll help people find the best drones for their purpose. And I think that we're offering a service as well as making some money. We're also doing training. A lot of police departments are calling us up and fire departments and saying, our guys are getting drones, but they don't know what to do with them and how to fly them safely and stuff. And so we have a drone training program where we send one of our pilots out to the customer's location, their police station or whatever, and train them how to do it. We also have a rent-a-pilot program. Where, isn't that cool?
So, yeah, rent-a-pilot.
If you have a big farming company, you probably already have some drones that are looking at all your plants, see if they're healthy or not. But if you're a small farmer, you might want to get a pilot out there who will bring his own drone and or fly your drone, either way, and check out your crops. And so we're offering a variety of pilot services, and especially, for looking at solar panels, they have to be checked out every couple months to make sure they're not broken or anything. And wind turbines, the guys that climb up those wind turbines to inspect them, that's so scary. I can't believe it. And so there's just a number of services that these drones can supply, and we have pilots who are experts at doing these various survey jobs. So we also, as we do special purpose drones for carrying radiation, chemical, and biological sensors. But we also are figuring out how to, sell drones that will deliver medical supplies, other package delivery, maybe loudspeakers and spotlights for crowd control, a lot of different border crossing control, a lot of different things like that. And we're also doing some commercials. So if you're a realtor or a tour guide or whatever your business is, we're doing content for small commercials for different companies.
I was going to say earlier, you put out some numbers, if you would, for I think second quarter or something like that on September the 22nd. Give me the breadth of the company and just talk briefly, if you would, real fast. You got about a minute, maybe a minute and 20 seconds about those numbers.
Sure. So the 2019, 2018, we were $3.5 million revenue and profitable. And the 2020 was just not a good year at all. And so with supply chain problems and having closing the shop for a while and then working half time for a while, and customers couldn't figure out how to send us purchase orders because they were working from home, it was pretty bleak. And so and 2021, we're coming back. And so we think that by 2022 we'll be back in the $4 million per year. And
which would almost be six times your gross revenue from where we're at in the second quarter, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Wow. My guest today is Mr. Bob Goldstein. He is the chairman and CEO and president of U.S. Nuclear Corp. Like I said, they put out their numbers on September 22nd. You can take a look at them on the OTC markets. You also can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, before I let you go, give me the good word of what it is that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview.
Well, I think today's interview shows that we're opening up new markets, and we're a high-tech company. We understand what we're doing, and especially in the world of drones, that's so important because you can get in a dead end and be trying to sell drones that don't work. But we sell quality products, and the drones we sell start at $20,000. So you can imagine if we're selling a bunch of them, this is going to bring our bottom line way up.
I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully I see you in another 40 or 50 days. It's always great having you on the show, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Everett. Great to be with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.